Other podcasts lack literary merit, brevity, and screaming. This one has all three. Welcome to Screaming Poetry. I am the Screaming Poet. Here's our theme song. We Real Cool by Gwendolyn Brooks. We Real Cool. We Left School. We Lurk Late. We Strike Straight. We Sing Sin. We Thin Gin. We Jazz June. We Die Soon. Sonnet number 18 by William Shakespeare. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a date. Sometime too hot the eye of heaven shines, and often is his gold complexion dimmed, and every fair from fair sometimes declines by chance or nature's changing course untrimmed. But thy eternal summer shall not fade, nor lose possession of that fair thou owest, nor shall death brag thou wanderest in his shade, while in eternal lines to time thou growest. So long as men can breathe or eyes can see, so long lives this, and this gives life to thee. To Athos by Sappho, translated by Willis Barnstone. Though in Sardis now she sings of us constantly, and of the life we shared, she saw you as a goddess, and above all your dancing gave her deep joy. Now she shines among Lydian women like the rose-fingered moon rising after sundown, erasing all stars around her and pouring light equally across the salt sea and over densely flowered fields, loosened under dew. Her light spreads on roses and tender thyme and the blooming honey lotus. Often while she wanders, she remembers you, gentle Athos, and desire eats away at her heart for us to come. Hey, we don't have to scream just old poetry. Are you a poet who wants your stuff on a podcast? Send your poem to screamingpoetry@gmail.com, and I, the Screaming Poet, will very likely yell it for you. Now back to some freaking content. Scrub by Edna St. Vincent Millay. If I grow bitterly like a gnarled and stunted tree, bearing harshly of my youth puckered fruit that sears the mouth, if I make my drawn boughs an inhospitable house out of which I never pry, toward the water and the sky under which I stand and hide, and hear the day go by outside, it is that a wind too strong bent my back when I was young. It is that I fear the rain, lest it blister me again. Death Be Not Proud by John Donne. Death be not proud, though some have called thee mighty and dreadful, for thou art not so. For those whom thou think'st thou dost overthrow, die not, poor Death, nor yet canst thou kill me. From rest and sleep, which but thy pictures be, much pleasure then from thee much more must flow, and soonest our best men with thee do go, rest of their bones and soul's delivery. Thou art slave to fate, chance, kings, and desperate men, and dost with poison, war, and sickness dwell, and poppy or charms can make us sleep as well, and better than thy stroke. Why swellest thou then? One short sleep past, we wake eternally, and death shall be no more. Death, thou shalt die. Goodbye.